Hello there, New Earth. Thank you, everybody, for taking the time to join us here at the New Earth Podcast. Thank you for downloading. Definitely tell your friends. We're going to have a blast today. We're going to talk about business. We're going to talk about products. We're going to talk about ways that we can make a difference in the lives of other people. I have to apologize a little bit ahead of time on this podcast. I got a little bit too close to the mic, so there's going to be some grumbly parts in my voice. That's my bad. But nevertheless, the information is great. So get your pens, get your paper, and get ready, because this is going to be a great New Earth Podcast. Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for taking the time to be with us on this New Earth Podcast. We have a fantastic, fantastic guest joining us today. This is the author of Beyond Foods, from what I hear, a new recent edition is going to be going up for available on Amazon, as well as a master in network marketing at New Earth. And that is, of course, none other than Barbara Swanson. Barbara, can you hear me okay?
I sure can. Thanks so much, Kevin, for that introduction.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And I'm really excited to have you on the podcast, because there are so many things that you kind of have in your head that could help a lot of people. So one of the things that I think is most profound that maybe people don't know about you. This is kind of where I wanted to start, because I think everybody knows your name, and people have become very well aware of what you are, what you're about, and this whole foods push, right? You are with New Earth on this mission to feed everybody and soul on the planet with our products. So my question is this: why, with as large of a business as you have already built, why are you right now in Florida, all the way across the country, helping somebody else build their organization?
Great question, and it gets to the heart of why I'm a network marketer and why I am with New Earth. Because the ideal in network marketing is that your success is completely built upon helping other people create success. And their success may not be financial. You know, their success may be a health win. However, in network marketing, people also have financial goals. And for me, especially where I'm at right now, I literally can't increase my check a single penny without helping other people create the income that they're looking for. And in my opinion, the joy is that here I am in Florida. I've been here for 2.5 months. I'm going to be here for another 2 weeks. I get to do this, and it's my business. And I get to have a business where I help people create a better level of health or a better level of financial freedom in their life. There's nothing better.
Yeah, I totally agree. I totally agree. It's funny, because I want to start off with, you know, all of us have an interesting background and how we got started in network marketing, and specifically with New Earth. And one of the things that I probably hear most repeated most often is, oh, that's one of those pyramid things. Like, ooh, boogeyman, ooh, so scary, so scary. And yet, what you just said probably flies in the face of logic for most people, because they're under the impression that a pyramid scheme means you're on top, you do very little, everybody else do, and you make a bunch of money, and then we go off and do it somewhere else, right? But it's just not that way here. So why? That's the first question I wanted to ask you, is why do you feel that New Earth is different, that it's not just one of these schemes that people are so afraid of? Why? How can they allay their fears?
Another great question. And I want to say, you know, I understand people's fears about MLM and network marketing. And Kevin, I've heard you speak about this more than once. You know, it's personal. It's a connection. It's a relationship-based business. Why New Earth? There's a couple of reasons. Paramount, absolute, down the line, 100%, is their quality and their quality control. I know without a shadow of a doubt that if you have a product in this product line, you've done your research, it is what it says it is, and it's not going to be something I have to worry about basing my reputation on. And the second reason about New Earth that makes it unlike any other MLM, and I'm not saying there's not other good companies out there, there are, but none of them, for me, have the culture, have the group mind that we have cultivated really deliberately. And that group mind really is one of service to each other, to the company and what it represents as far as our product quality, and even to the planet.
What a cool way to start out a podcast. I love it, because I know I kind of hit you from left field with that, but I was excited to hear you say it. Without anybody, you know, really prompting or any situational awareness, right? This is just Barb saying, hey, why do we do this? Because we want to help people. Number two, these products are amazing and they actually make a difference. And because of that, we can make a huge difference. Now, you are, of course, correct that New Earth is a product first organization. We care about product more than anything else. And you have spent a lot of time coming to understand products, right? New Earth is a relatively new organization. We're about two and a half years old now. And you have written a book. You are the proud author of Beyond Foods. I've read it. It's a great book. You've been teaching and preaching about functional nutrition for over 20 years, right? So how is it that your book, which came first, the book or New Earth, and how have you grown your knowledge?
For sure, New Earth came first. The parent company, as you say, New Earth is 2.5 years old. We're a new company. But I was able to also work with the parent company. And eating these ancient foods, in the beginning, it was a very physical thing as far as my benefits. As time went on, it became more and more an emotional, a mental, and for me, even a spiritual path that these foods enabled me to grow into my best self. And along that way, in wanting to share what this is to other people, I really became aware that one of the biggest problems is people don't understand nutrition. They don't understand what functional nutrition is. And what is written about it is 200 or 300 pages long and very, very scientific. So it's not real accessible. So it became my desire to create a book, a handbook, that really is a user's manual for our own body. So that whether you come with us or you're making choices in your local health food store or even just your local grocery store, at least you'll have the education you need to make the best choice. And to me, that this really is what we're about, which is giving people tools to enrich their life.
I love that. Now, you know of which you speak, right? This has been a long journey for you in coming into functional foods and the benefits of functional foods. Why don't you tell us a little bit about how you know that these products work, some of the physical benefits that you have talked about in some of our conferences in the past.
Oh my goodness. You know, every physical benefit that we could discuss, which would include more energy, better digestion, better immune function, enhanced sense of well-being, mood control, the ability to think quickly, to make good decisions quickly, the ability to be present in the moment emotionally. All of these things are dependent every single day of your life on being able to have nearly 50 micronutrients because on a cellular level, you can't live without them. And functional foods is how we get them. And so if you don't know what functional foods are, the chances are you are missing some of these building blocks that will enrich how you live, because it begins to enrich who you really are.
Right, right. You know, and a lot of people, you know, we're just starting to come around to that as a society. People know that you can eat for certain things. And I guess predominantly that is around working out. You know, they go to the gym and they know that if they work out, they should take some protein after they work out. And they have a general, you know, biology class understanding of the benefits of protein. Why is it that's not more understood? I mean, in a grocery store, there's aisles and aisles and aisles of food, and yet it's about two or three aisles of produce. And that's where most people should spend their time. Why is that? Why should you be in the produce aisle instead of the Chef Boyardee aisle, right?
I love it. Yeah, the packaged foods aisle.
Sure, why not?
Which most of them.
Every other aisle, right?
Which is every other aisle.
But why, right? Because let's suppose I don't know anything about this, right? And I don't have time to think too much about my food.
Yes, and that's most people. I mean, most people don't have time or energy. So here's why you want to get whole, real foods. Because nature and the human body have worked together for thousands of years to make it the best it can be. Your body is miraculous in its ability to extract minute amounts of nutrients and maximize your health. Your body is not able to synthesize, create these nutrients. So packaged foods, once they are processed, most of the time have either killed those nutrients or destroyed them in some other way. And a synthetic version based on petrochemicals cannot replace what nature has given us. And we don't know that, Kevin, because we aren't taught that.
Yeah, you have a section in your book at the beginning of chapter two that basically the idea is, you know, a real food is something that is as is, right? Yeah. You can pluck it, you can pick it, you can, you know, dig it up, whatever it is, it's right there, as is, nature intended, right? Prepackaged by nature, right? So the only packaging is the skin on an orange, that sort of thing. And yet, junk foods, or a lot of other foods, prepackaged, highly processed foods, we all know very clearly none of that's growing in nature. So you say in there that I think is really powerful, that the essential nutrients that we have in New Earth, that's at least 22 minerals, 13 vitamins, 10 essential amino acids, 2 essential fatty acids, and that is just part of what we have in the Wild Essentials line, right?
What is absolutely brilliant about New Earth is that all of those essential micronutrients are found in our core line, all of them. So even if you have a far less than ideal diet, you could take a packet of our products and basically be feeding your body despite yourself.
Right. I like that. So even if you find yourself, for whatever preparation reasons, stuck on the packaged food aisle, these would still be beneficial to you.
Phenomenally beneficial. You know, I actually use them when I'm traveling and I know there's no way I'm going to eat right. I really rely on our essentials line because I know that regardless of how bad my other choices are, my micronutrient needs are getting met through my choice in supplement. And we are just about the only whole food supplement company that really has taken care to create a program that makes sure you get those micronutrient needs met. And because we use ancient foods, which is a whole nother topic that's fascinating, these are foods that a very, very minute amount has a profound impact on a cellular level, which you and I have both seen many times over.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about that. You just said something that was very interesting, and I hope a lot of our listeners on the podcast caught it. You said ancient foods. That something maybe even more interesting than that is that we are using ancient foods. Tell the folks a little bit about that.
So ancient foods are foods that really and truly on a scientific level are responsible for creating the world as we know it. That is an oxygen atmosphere, the land with soil, the ocean with the plankton, the plants that know how to take chlorophyll, all of these things that we take for granted as life on our planet wouldn't exist without the ancient foods. And in particular, I'm talking about the algae and mushrooms or fungi. Those two families created our atmosphere and terraformed our planet. And we, in effect, on a physical level, were created in order to access the nutrients that are part of what they are. It's very profound.
Yeah. And you know, a lot of ancient civilizations use these foods and have done so for a long time. In particular, you know, one of the examples is the Aztec Empire. They're big algae eaters and were their society benefited markedly from the increase in nutrition from that single behavior, and a lot of others as well. But so let me ask you this. Can we change topics just for a quick second?
Oh, no, I'd love it. Yeah.
So what about the folks that are just in New Earth, and maybe they're new, maybe they've been around for a little while, and they haven't written their own book yet, right? And maybe they don't know everything that you know. I think, how do you tell a person like that, look, you're on safe ground, and here's how to get started to building your business? What are the first steps for folks like that?
So first thing for me is to make sure they understand they don't have to know everything. I think people get real caught up in believing they need to become an expert, and that's not the truth. You know, when it comes to building a business, people aren't buying your product because they want the product. They don't know what the heck it is. They're buying a product because they trust you. So for me, number one is make sure that you're using the product and that you believe in it. Even if you don't have a big, profound experience, do you believe who talked to you about it? Do you believe the science? Are third-party verifications from NSF and organic and wildcrafted, you know, is beyond belief. We are so trustworthy, and you don't have to take our word for it. So I tell new people, you can't do anything wrong other than not eat it at all. That's really my personal belief.
I love that. That's actually really good advice. You don't have to be an expert, number one, so get over that. And number two, just eat it. Just stay on it. The only thing you can do wrong is not use it.
Absolutely true.
You know, we've talked a little bit about that, you and I, in the past, that one of the benefits of being a leader or trying to build your business and develop leadership is that people will reflect what you do, right? You can't help but duplicate your own behaviors, right?
Yes.
If you take the products, and then the people that you enroll will take the products. If you don't take the products, guess what? You know, you're in trouble. Mm-hmm. If you don't talk to people about the business, then the people you enrolled won't talk to people about the business. If you don't invite them to events, they won't invite people to events. Have you seen that to be true?
Oh, absolutely. 100% of the time.
Yeah.
And even when you tell yourself it's not going to be true, it will be true. The only caveat I have to say to that is understanding if you do have some kind of weakness, like maybe you're not good on the internet, or maybe you are good on the internet but don't like to be on phone calls, find a team member who complements your weakness. Don't pretend it doesn't exist. Confront it and create a team, because that's why we're all better than one another alone.
Yeah, totally agree. That's very good advice. So you, over the years, have developed a very successful business, and you have a lot of great friendships, some of which have been around for a long time. Tell me a little bit about how you stick together.
Well, it is so important to be really conscious about nurturing your connections to your people. You know, if they live across the country, call them every week, or call them every day if that's what they need. And then when there's a company event, go to it. We have NEU, New Earth University, coming up in Oregon in July. And I would tell everybody, even those who maybe only eat the product and aren't even sure if they want a business, this is the most important event, period, of the year, bar none, hands down. This is where you get a chance to come see our company, see our company's people, the leadership, see the environment, and it is profoundly life-changing.
Yeah, it's hard to explain that to people that haven't been, right? But, you know, mm-hmm. get there and bring your posse, bring your entourage.
I tell you what, in as long as I've been doing this, anyone who's ever come to a New Earth University or a New Earth event at the lake where the company is, they've never quit ever eating the algae, eating the products, regardless of what else is going on in their life. That is a connection that will not be broken, because it's that profoundly impacting. There is no place else like it on Earth. And it's truly the trip of a lifetime outside of the business portion of it, just to see the environment and Crater Lake. It's the trip of a lifetime.
Yeah, I totally agree. Now why I see, I don't even have to plug that now. Well, I have a commercial in the middle of our podcast about going to New Earth University. And that was probably better than anything I would have said. It's really important for folks to get there. I think we totally agree. To have that immersive experience and be able to sit with people that are doing what you're doing. And maybe mm-hmm. they're excelling in a particular area. And so you can go and you can learn. If you were a realtor, you would go to classes. If you were an insurance adjuster, you'd go to classes. If you were almost anything, you would go to classes. And this happens to be classes that you go to that are just a blast. It's an awful lot of fun.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, and you know, it's the one reason network marketers fail, is because they don't treat it like a business. They don't treat themselves like an employee that needs training. It's the only drawback to the fact that you don't require a large investment to start a business in this industry. The drawback being it's easy to not take it seriously. It's really not just an investment. To me, it's a necessity to come to events like this. And like you say, especially with this one, you know, where we're going to be with the company, if you have any doubts on any level about any part of network marketing or our company or our products, that will dissolve after this event.
I love it. That's great. So tell me about that. How do you get your team to go? Because I know that there are some people out there right now that are saying, Barb, I totally agree with you, and I wish my team would take me seriously and go, but they think that I have some ulterior motive, right, to get them there. What would you say?
You can't force anybody to do something, but I do think one of the most important aspects is to really believe it yourself, to not just mouth the words and have your own doubts, but to really, from your heart, know that this is just the truth. This is just the reality of it. I mean, my level of sincerity is undoubtable because I'm unshakable in the reality of what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly, right? And why is that? Because you've lived it. You've done it.
Yes.
You've seen it. There's no secret. It's not a mystery to you. It's only a mystery to other people.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that a lot. So I got a couple other questions here, because a lot of it has to do with this specifics, right? So you have spent a lot of time building the business, and you have a lot of people that that have are brand new and have been around for a long time. And wherever they might be, one of the things that we teach as a company is to focus on building your get three, right? Mm-hmm. And I think one of the things that, that folks have struggled with is maybe looking past the forest for the trees, right? They see the get three and they say, oh, okay, we have to fill out this get three matrix. When in actuality, it's not that. It's you get your three, but you have to get three that are taking it seriously. So then they will go get their three. Otherwise, mm-hmm. you're going to be giving away fish instead of teaching people to fish, right? Yes. What are your thoughts on how people can get started in truly vetting people? Because that's the trick, right? Making sure that you've actually got a business partner on your hands when you're enrolling them into your get three.
Well, first of all, in my opinion, everybody's a customer until they prove to me that they're going to be a business person. So I do not assume everybody's a business person. And so I sign them up that way, hoping that they do the business. In my mind, everybody's a customer until they show me that they want something more, that more being some kind of income.
Okay. So let's pause there for a second, because I love that. Everybody listening to the podcast right now, get out a pen, get out a piece of paper, if you didn't already have it with you, and write that down. Everybody's a customer unless they prove and self-select otherwise. But go ahead, Barb.
Yeah, so that's it. I mean, that really is it. And how do they prove or self-select? They tell me. I don't beg them. I don't hopefully con them into it. I don't make an assumption, you know. I certainly will ask, you know, is this a comfortable price point for you? Is there anything that would make it easier? I want an opening for them to say, I'd love to get my products for free. And I can then talk about what that would look like, but I'm not going to make the opening and give them their own lines. They've got to engage with me.
And don't you love the freedom that that gives you? Because everybody talks about the, we talked about it earlier, the scariness, the boogeyman of network marketing. And yet, when you don't feel like you have to beg somebody to come into your business, man, that is freeing.
You know what, Kevin? It's not only freeing to you, it's freeing to them.
Yeah, they feel safe to say no. And then they observe you from a distance. They see that you're being successful. They wonder, what's going on? You know, why do you look better? Why do you feel better? Why are you happier? Why are you just bought another, you know, mm-hmm. this, or you bought another that. What's going on in your life that I might want to know more about? And they will come back to you. Interesting.
That's absolutely true. I have had one person this year who came to me. She's somebody I've known for 20 years, and she's watched me on Facebook for 3 years, and she approached me and said, you know, I want what you have. I'm going to be 60 this year, Kevin, and people just really want what I have.
Isn't that funny? Because some of them you might have approached and they just thought, no, well, she's up in the night. That's not going anywhere, right? Mm-hmm. And now all of a sudden they come back and they want what you have. It's a good moment. It's not a little red hen moment where you say, no, go make your own bread. Get out of here. But it's definitely empowering. So tell me a little bit about what you have done with folks like that. How do you prospect? What's the best way for people to prospect?
I love that question. That's my favorite question so far. So the best way to prospect is that you write a list of your strengths, your weaknesses, what you like to do, and what you hate to do. And you take that weakness and hate list and put it to one side, take a look at your strengths and what you enjoy, and figure out how you can meet people using those.
That is brilliant. Because most people would tell you, oh, just make a list of your friends and your family and those you know that might be interested generally, blah, 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 right? And there's it's not that that's harmful. That's a good thing to do. It's a good practice. Have those people around. But most of those people are going to turn up customers, right? Just like you mentioned. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But for business, say those again for the folks that are making notes.
So I have, when I'm working with people, and I actually did a 6-week university course on this for home-based business, and it was extremely successful for everybody. You want to make, I mean, there's a whole thing, but the main components are make a list of your strengths. So let's say you're good at writing, you're good on the internet, you do a lot of social networking. Your weaknesses, you hate the phone, you're shy. And then you want to take a look at what you love to do. You love being on the internet. What you hate to do, you don't like to meet people because you're shy. So don't try and create a business based on what you don't like. You will not be successful because we are too smart to create success in something we don't like because we don't want to make more of it.
Yeah, you're not going to do it. You know,
no.
You're not going to do it. You might think that lima bean diet is really amazing and it's going to totally change your life. But if you hate lima beans, guess what? Guess what, my friend? You will not do it. Doesn't matter how much you think it's going to help. As soon as you think you've lost enough weight, you'll go back to whatever it was that you liked.
Exactly.
So it's a really good point. I like that. Now we talk about the Get Three and that that's the best platform for building your business. But I guess the next question I would want to ask you is, what do you recommend, you know, once they get some people involved and get enrolling? You mentioned that you're out there in Florida and you're going to be there for another 2 weeks. Let's let people in on the secret and tell them what you're doing and why it works.
So what I'm doing is I'm helping my people do what they do best. Some of them are very, very good at one-on-one meetings. Others are very, very good at organizing meetings. What I'm good at is public speaking. So I've done it in Las Vegas now in Asheville, and I'm doing it here in West Palm Beach as well as in Delray Beach. And I am creating meetups based on my book and my speaking, and I'm having people bring in their own list of people, their own connections, as well as what the meetup is bringing in for us. And I'm real clear on the meetup that I'm only here for a few weeks, but the meetings will continue with my people. They have my notes, they have my lectures. And so I am showing them how to create a successful meeting and how to engage people with an ever-increasing sphere of influence by using something called meetup, which is just a way to connect with people who are interested in what we do.
So an interesting word that you used a lot of times in that, and that was meeting. And of course the app Meetup, but why do meetings work, Barb? Why? I mean, because so many people would say, well, I've heard that network marketing has changed and I can do it all on social media now and I can grow my business without ever, you know, looking another person in the eye.
Well, you know, I keep hearing about this big success and I have yet to meet a single person who's actually done it.
Exactly. It's kind of interesting, right?
Yeah.
So why do meetings work?
Meetings work for a couple of very important reasons. But the main reason meetings work, well, there's two. One is you've got to show up at the meeting. So you've made a commitment to yourself. If you have a meeting, you've put out to the universe that you are available for this to happen, that you are going to follow through with actions that are going towards a goal you're setting. And the second reason meetings work is because people want a connection. They want something authentic, which is what we represent as a company. And regardless of how great your writing is, regardless of how beautiful your marketing is, the internet is not a personal connection.
Eventually it gets back to that, doesn't it? Eventually
absolutely.
It gets back to a personal connection. And it's not that necessarily building your brand, and certainly plenty of businesses are making a lot of money building and selling products almost entirely online, which is fantastic. But in a network marketing setting, you're correct. I have yet to see the relationship not work. And at the same time, you know, people want to reinvent the wheel. And I would just suggest that maybe what Barb is doing and maybe what she's suggesting to folks on the podcast right now is very good advice, that meetings work. So one of the things I've recommended in the past, and I know a number of people have taken me up on it, and I'd love your feedback, is to have a launch meeting. When you first enroll somebody in the business, throw a party, right? Oh. If this business isn't fun, you're doing it wrong. So as soon as they enroll into the business, throw a party and have them invite those people that we just talked about on those lists to just come and see what they're doing. Poke their head under the tent and take a look around and see what's going on. Why is immediate activity? Everybody, you've heard the phrase massive action, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's a very overused phrase in marketing businesses. But why is that action step the difference between success and failure for so many people?
Oh, how does that saying, I know you'll know that saying, how does that go? A goal without action is a dream.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
So
a goal with, I think it's a goal without a end point, right? Or without without a defined action is just a dream.
Yeah, you have to be in activity, and people don't, this is where it gets back to when we first started talking about people who want to know everything. They feel like they have to be educated. It is a way to psych yourself out and sabotage your business. If you believe you have to know a certain amount before you can do anything, you haven't really taken a look at some of the most successful people out there as far as network marketing goes, because most successful people I know knew almost nothing, but what they did have was an incredible passion for what they believed in and an absolute willingness to take action on that passion.
I like that. Say that again.
The most successful people I know in network marketing have almost without fail not been the most educated, but what they have is they have an incredible belief in what they are doing or using or selling, promoting, and a willingness to talk about it and take action around that all the time.
I love that. Like, absolutely no fear. I believe in what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing, and I'm just going to go do it and no one can stop me. Sometimes the most successful you'll be is that blind ambition.
Yes.
Right. Nobody told me, you know, when it comes to enrollment, nobody told me that you couldn't enroll 20 people in your first month. So, mm-hmm. So I did, because no one told me differently. I thought that's what we were all supposed to do.
Mm-hmm. Right? Exactly. Exactly.
It's interesting.
And don't take it personally when people say no. Don't think you're a failure. I mean, part of this business, and this is a piece of education, but you know, that's why we're here. Our job is to educate this piece of it. It's statistical. You know, when people tell me they're failing and I say, well, how many people have you talked to? And they say, I've talked to 20 people. It's like, well, if you're talking to strangers, you know, 3 out of 100 is success. You're not even close.
Yeah, you're not even close. And almost any other business would be happy with those kinds of numbers, right?
Absolutely.
If you could be that successful talking to that few people, it would be remarkable. That's why so much money is spent on a Super Bowl ad. The
Absolutely.
Only way a Super Bowl ad could be worth $3 million is because they hope to talk to a lot of people all at the same time in the same place. That's
Absolutely.
The difference. Yeah. So how do they get around that then? What's the best activity that somebody could do on a daily basis? Every day they wake up, what should they be doing?
The first thing is to tell themselves, I believe in what I'm doing. You know, I really think that's the most important thing. I believe in what I'm doing. Be that, I believe in the product. I believe in the business model. I believe in myself. Whatever it is, believe in it. And then the second thing is, what are you good at and what do you like? If you are good at talking to people walking down the street, you better be walking down the streets talking to people. If you are great at educating people, put yourself in a position to educate people. Get in a meetup or find a meetup. If you are great at being on social media and putting together gorgeous looking posts with lovely images, do that. Just understand at the other end of that, at some point, you've got to interact with a human being or it won't work.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Interesting. All right, folks, well, we're going to take a quick break here for our commercial introduction. I already told you what it's about for New Earth University. We'll be right back on the other side. Quick commercial introduction here, folks, to New Earth University. If you're listening to this podcast and you're interested in what New Earth has to offer, perhaps you like what you're hearing from Russell, take a moment to go online and check out New Earth University. You can go there at newearth.com/events and scroll down through all the city meetings we're doing, and you'll see Oregon. We are headed back to the place that started it all, Southern Oregon, in July. We're going to be there the 22nd and the 23rd, and of course, the increasingly famous Eco Tour on the 24th. That New Earth Eco Tour is phenomenal, and it's in, this time, in one of the most phenomenal places, Southern Oregon. You do not want to miss it. We're going to be at the Running Y Ranch. Space is running out, so you'll want to call the Running Y Ranch and get your reservation, because it is gorgeous out there. And I don't know of a better way to explore the Klamath Basin to get a amazing access to some of the best business builders and some of the best product knowledge that is available in all of New Earth. So get there. Just don't miss it. Go online today at newearth.com/events, and you will see where you can register right away. As well, you can call in to our customer care. Call in and make sure you ask about New Earth University coming up in July the 22nd and 23rd with the New Earth Eco Tour on the 24th. And with that, get back to our program. All right, folks, we're back. So, Barb, I wanted to talk to you. We talked about this a little bit ago, but I want to come back to it. And that is the issue of the leap, right? We talked about products and some of the ways in which we can talk about product. We don't have to be the end-all, be-all answer about products. And we've talked extensively about business. There was a book that I love, but it's actually about software. It's a book called Crossing the Chasm by Jeffrey Moore. And it talks a little bit about how, you know, a startup business, how do you make that leap from this small startup equation, boom, over to something big and a larger software company? The same thing, even though not the specific details, apply. How does someone building their New Earth business make that leap from product to talking about the business with somebody? I mean, in some ways that can be very daunting. They're talking to friends. They're talking to people they look up to and respect. Else, why would they want to be partners with them? How did they make that leap from talking about the product, the safe space, to talking about the business, something that they maybe have more fear over?
That is such a good question. And, you know, one thing I'd say for sure is, take advantage of what network marketing is. And that means take advantage of your team. Connect with your upline. Connect with your mentor. Somebody who's successful in your eyes. And when you're not able to talk about it yet because you aren't comfortable, let them do that for you. I can promise you, somebody in your network would be happy to help you out when you want to grow a business. And then learn from them. Because here's the thing, Kevin. Our industry is filled with a lot of variants and variables from company to company. And some of the companies and some of the companies' business practices are less than ideal. And unfortunately, it is that image that people tend to carry when you talk to them about MLM. You know, they carry this very negative, stereotypical image, which in my opinion, New Earth represents a complete paradigm shift into the future of network marketing. I said it earlier, and I absolutely meant it. In my opinion, this is the most ethical business model that there is, because I can't succeed without your success. So when you're first starting, use the people who need to help you for their own success and use their stories when you don't have one. A lot of times I hear people say, oh, I can't talk about the business because I'm not successful. And I just think, you know, that's so backwards. That's like saying, I can't write a check to the bank until I have the money. Guess what? You don't have the money till you write the check.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah. So you've got to be willing to step into a space you've never been to become something you haven't become. I want to say that again. You've got to step into a space you've never been to become something you haven't become.
I like that. And, you know, that's really a profound point, because people do struggle with that, making that bridge, making that leap. And almost always it is populated entirely with fear. How do I overcome this gap? How do I tell them, you know, are they going to think I'm crazy? Are they going to attack my dreams? Because people do that. There are dream stealers in the world that will say, oh, you're involved in one of those things, right? But here's the other thing I love, and this is specific to New Earth, like we've been talking about. There is no fear required.
No.
Right? You want to be a customer? Well, lots of businesses have customers. There's nothing weird about that. Bring someone on as a customer. They're using the products. I know that they will have an experience as a customer. And if they have an experience, I mean, I have, you know, how much evidence of so many other people that have been using these products successfully that I don't have a lot of fear in sharing them, right?
Yep.
So you simply share it, and then they'll turn around and either say yes or no. And if you don't take it personal, then fear's not required.
Absolutely. And they are not necessary to your success. There's not one single person on this planet who is essential for your success except you.
I like that. I like that. That's a good statement. That's fun.
Yeah. I mean, so, and I don't tell people to be fearless, because that's probably not realistic, but do it in spite of, and have your own belief. Here's the thing. It's true that I can't succeed without you succeeding as well. But here's another truth. I'll never make more off of your work than you do.
I like that. I'll never make more off of your work than you do. Not in this comp plan, right? Let's spend a moment on that, because, you know, it's important to know. We talked about, you know, some people have this perception that pyramids are a boogeyman, right? And yet you could say that New Earth's plan isn't a pyramid at all.
In many ways, it's not. And here's why. Because everyone has the opportunity to be the top of their own pyramid. And anyone below me could make more money than me at any time if they reach a structure of a size to do so. So just because I'm in ahead of somebody, absolutely in no way is going to guarantee I earn more money than they do.
Yeah, it doesn't make you special. Doesn't grant you special access to other people's money. Everybody still has to guarantee other people's, well, not guarantee, but you have to help and seek other people's success in order to be successful on your own.
Absolutely.
I've described it in meetings as a virtuous cycle. That's the best way I can think of describe it, because a lot of people know what a vicious cycle is. Everybody tearing each other down, right? It's the nature of humanity. So a lot of us sometimes are, unfortunately, familiar with that. And yet a virtuous cycle is equally possible if we can find those that we're interested in working together with closely, and we enjoy one another's company, and we're doing good, right?
I love it. We are doing such good. And, you know, I have a not-so-secret passion for really connecting with people in their 20s and 30s, almost desperate, actually, passion to help them understand what we represent as an opportunity for their future. Because the fact is that at least 40% of the people in America will never have a job that gives them what they're looking for. Flat out reality statistics and the lack of jobs in our market. You can't find a job that will give you that kind of guarantee. You can create it with this industry and us.
You know, that's interesting. I just had a thought jump into my mind as you were saying that. How many movies are there about how much someone hates their job? There's just so many coming of age movies about how much someone, Office Space, funny movie, totally hilarious. And it's basically about a bunch of guys that hate their job. And there's a lot of those kinds of movies of people that hate their job. How many movies are there about people that just love their job?
You know, what's so funny is most of the movies of people leaving their job than finding, you know, this great spiritual awareness and awakening.
Yeah, most of the time it's them. They've left the job. They've done something on their own that they were passionate about, that they fell in love with, and it became a career.
Yep. And here's the thing about what we do, Kevin. You may never have doing this business as your great passion. But if you do this business well, you will create time and freedom so that you can have your great passion.
I like that a lot. And that's what people mostly want, right? A lot of people will say, you know, I wish I had a job where I could spend time with my family and, you know, help my children on schoolwork or, you know, building projects. I had to help my daughter just the other day build a catapult. And I'm telling you, I don't know if the teachers truly understand that when they tell a child to build a catapult, they're just confining a mother or a father out there to building a catapult.
Yes, they are.
That's all they're doing.
You're right. Oh my God.
Do it in class. But so many people want to have that kind of time freedom in their lives where they can come home and actually be, instead of draining down and relaxing so they can go back and do it again the next day, right? If you're willing to do something that other people are not willing to do for a longer period of time than other people are willing to do it, then you will be successful. You just will.
You just will. And here's the thing. I did a talk a few years ago for our company, and in my research, I discovered that the five biggest industries in the world are also the five biggest polluters on the planet.
Oh, that's interesting. And what do you talk about that?
So it was, I know mining was one, energy production was one. I can't remember, software production, believe it or not, incredibly polluting. Can't remember the other two. 60% of the planet is involved in a job that is killing our planet.
Wow.
So think of the conundrum that you're spending the majority of your life doing something you don't like that's killing the planet that you live on. And you look at New Earth, which is an industry that's not only green, it actually enhances the environment that we're involved with, enhances the internal environment of the people involved with it, giving them the ability to stop whatever kind of polluting commute they may have because they can work out of their home. I mean, the advantages are just one after the other after the other. And if people really understood what we are, we couldn't sign them up fast enough. And that's the part that amazes me, is that people just need to understand that.
Well, and that's where we become, you know, benevolent messengers, right? Sharing people a phenomenal opportunity with incredible products that can lead to a better quality of life, right? It's a human potential network.
Yes.
Yeah. I really like that. Those are good words of advice. Well, Barb, I am grateful that you took the time to be with us on the podcast today. Thank you so much. Really do appreciate all of your insights. Your book is fantastic, Beyond Foods. You want to plug your book real quick?
Oh, thanks. So it is available on Amazon now, both in softcover and hardback. Beyond Foods, a handbook of functional nutrition. It's only 110 pages. It's a short, sweet read.
See, and I thought you were going to say $110. See, and it's, and the information in it is worth at least that, folks. So go pick it up. Thank you for being a part of the podcast and for being such an integral part of New Earth and helping change a lot of people's lives. We really do appreciate it. And thank you, everybody out there, for taking the time to listen to the New Earth podcast. Hope it was beneficial and helpful. And hopefully you are beginning to acquire the tools in your chest to go out there and change your world, the world you live in, the neighborhoods that you walk around, the places and the people that you meet. That's what this is all about. We're grateful you've joined us. Thanks again.